Hello guys, this is another podcast from me. Yeah, I record this while I'm walking. I'm here to talk about, do God really exist in the first place? Let's discuss this topic right now, because I make a post on my status and Facebook saying that there will be no God existence. There is no evidence for God existence. And there's a few Christians pops up in my comment section thinking that we atheists, we choose to become an atheist because we would like to sin. For me, personally, I don't think so. That's the reason I become an atheist. Yeah, personally, I have a problem in my life. I just broke up with my girlfriend because her parents believe in astrology and fortune telling, and because of religion that ruined everything. Not because of that, I become an atheist. But what are the reasons I become an atheist is I study religions after religions. I pray to different gods and different deities. I hopping from denomination of each religion. I try everything in a year. And I don't expect God to be doing very fast. But I believe there is such thing called prayer at that time. I'd be like fast and pray. I still believing in the results. Not because God did not do what I do, say what I say, or do what I say, do what I ask. Not because of that I become an atheist. I become an atheist because I don't see an evidence for God's existence. Even though they will make fun of me as soon as I become an atheist. Before I become an atheist, I was agnostic. I'm still believe whether God exists. I'm not sure, but there might be a God, but that doesn't mean that everything have the evidence that for God existence. But slowly and slowly, I became an atheist by choice. Not because certain people say that I would like to sin more and escape from the reality, whatsoever. It's just being atheist is hard in life. People will attack you from every corner. In every perspective, the thing we believe in evolution, they actually have a very misconception of evolution, the concept. The thing we believe, most of the theists believe that we atheists believe that all human races, Homo sapiens, come from ape. That is not a valid question. That's not a valid argument at all. If I use the same methodology anywhere in the discussion room, they will probably laugh out of the room. There's one theist from the Christians actually tell me this. Remember the story, the fantasy about a prince became a frog and the frog transformed back into the prince? Why is this a fiction and evolution is not? I think most of the theists have problem with me regarding the evolution because they do not really study evolution. They just hate it. They just totally ignore science. I become an atheist because I study genetic well, biology, the existence. of human race, about mutations. I've been keep studying for years, and now I completely understood what exactly that means. But most of the Christians say, I actually led by people, and I'm gone astray because I'm blindfolded by devil. First of all, I don't believe that there's existence for a devil. If I don't believe in God existing, why should I believe in the existence of the devil? If you want me to believe in the existence of the devil or the existence of God, let's compare. I think God would be the most terrible being. You know why? In the Old Testament, he killed people, he murdered, massacred people, starting a genocide just because a few people sinned. He condemned those innocent people who did not do anything that against him. And yet, after the massacre, he sent his prophets to speak about those. And the worst part is, most of the Christians said that God is merciful, God is lovely, and whatsoever they say. But let's put this in perspective. So, are they trying to tell me that God in the Old Testament is quite cruel? Massacres, smashing people. And all of a sudden, suddenly God became merciful, lovely. Is it God, a kind of being, have to make up his mind whether to be merciful or not to be merciful at all? Is it a God that's not a God figure? That sounds more like a Lucifer, because in the Bible we know that Lucifer did not actually play with people, test people. Yes, he do tempted Jesus in the desert. He do torture Job. In the book of Job, we see clearly that God and devil playing with Job's life like a monopoly. The worst come to worst. If God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, knowing whatever is inside the heart of man, why will he test people? But for this point, many Christians will stand up and say, no, because God gives us free will and whatsoever, but that's not the case. If God gives you free will, then God is not really omniscient. Because by the meaning of free will, you actually do something according to your will, by your own wisdom. Because if God knows everything we do, he knows everything in our future, then we don't have free will because everything is under his plan. So just imagine yourself, you can see, you are able to see your own future. Would you really make choice right now? If you're thinking that you are going to have tea later, are you going to think that I'm going to take tea later because you already know your future? So practically you did not make the choice, because the fate make your choice for you. I was a Christian. I studied Bible. I was a Bible student. Why? I chose to be an atheist. Why? A lot of people that shock and surprise. Why this guy who study Bible like a crazy man? Yeah, actually I study Bible like 24/7. I don't care about my health. I keep studying because I know that Jesus is going to come back and receive me into his kingdom. But what made me realize that I have to take care of my own self more than just study on one particular book. It's atheism. Atheism led me to the path where I have to study about everything, just any topic, fiction or non-fiction. I have to read everything. Any books that pops up in my library or my bookshelf. I study about every religion and I found out, yeah, atheism makes a lot of sense compared to any other religion. People said that I'm condemning religion. No, I was a theist. I chose to become an atheist because I see religious manipulations. Why do religion tell me what is going to happen in afterlife? How am I going to be what am I going to be in afterlife? What should I do in the afterlife? Don't tell me what should I do to get the paradise in the afterlife. If you did not tell me how to live my current life, my present. My current one is hard. Don't tell me how to live to achieve the afterlife. But what about the current? This is why you see crusades happen, Holocaust, jihad, and so many massacres created by religion. And there are still people saying that moral values come from religion. Oh, really? What religion create morals? There are so many religions. There are tons of religion. Speak of different moral values. So which kind of religion create the moral values in our society? Now, you can't. If God in this is real, if God do really exist, why do he need so many religion? Why can't he just merge all religion into one instead? Why do he need so many? And also, there are so many planets out there. Galaxy is vastly wide. And the universe is completely, I don't know how big is the area, and I don't know how big is the universe. But why is God creating so big? Why God create a universe that big that he can't look upon? And the universe that he created, that he can't actually take care of. Why do he create so big? The universe so big that he can't even control about it. Even he can't control what is going to happen in Earth. Do you really think that God is going to take care of us in the afterlife? In our world, in our current society nowadays, we see people are suffering, people are starving to death. People get cancer, people getting disease, people are killing each other for the sake, for the name of religion. People have broken heart. Yeah, some of the Christians say, yeah, we are living in the end times. No, there is no end times. It's just, people might say, you see, there is problem with Christianity. You know why? We as an atheist, we believe that our world is going to be better and better each day by improving certain things in the society. But for Christians, they believe that Jesus is going to come with a big war, a huge war in the between of good and evil. And also is going against those who follow evil. Interesting. Looks like God is going to barbecue all of us. I was told by many Christians that I'm hellbound because I'm deceived. That I'm deceived by the devil. Oh really? I don't see anybody deceive me because I study books more than just one book. I don't need just one book. Yeah, Bible might be the best-selling books. So do dictionary. Yeah, dictionary is a book. It's a book as well. So do dictionary. Everybody using it. The school using it. You can find everywhere. Bible is the form of manipulation. They incite fear. They promote fear by creating an imaginary hell. All right. There's no evidence for hell for now. Neither is heaven. So why are these people keep speaking about heaven and hell? These people, like I was that people. I think that I'm going to be with God for the rest of my life, for all eternity, praising Him, worship Him, and whatsoever. Don't you think that? Why do God need to create certain things that worship Him and place them on her earth and ruined by the evil, ruined by Lucifer? Why? That doesn't make any sense. And also there is one thing that I still look at this as a fantasy. If God do not create evil, where do Lucifer get the sin from? Because you see, the first sin happened in heaven. And where did Lucifer get the freaking idea from? The freaking idea of overpower, want to replace God, to replace the Most High? Where do he get this idea from? If there's nobody created it. If there is proof the existence of God, if he do exist, he must be the most terrible being and most evil being. Because he created evil, and now because of people following the evilness that he created, and now he want to punish all of us for following what he has created? What? That doesn't sound right. Sorry, I'm actually at ATM right now. Okay, I need my card back. To be honest, we don't need God. There's no God. If he do exist, he must be very evil. I don't see anywhere in the Bible stated devil massacred the whole nation. Yeah, a couple of times, but let's put God and Lucifer side by side. Who massacred people the most? Who massacred the innocent the most? God. God massacred people because people sin. Why do people sin in the first place? Because God created sin. That's why Lucifer got the idea from. And now Lucifer is tricking everybody into sin, tempted everybody into sin. And people sin because of that, provoke God into anger, and God punished them? Really? If you that merciful, if God is that merciful and lovely, why don't he just eliminate evil since the beginning? Why do he need to eliminate evil later, like the second advent of Jesus? Why? Why do human need salvation from the Son? If God really indeed wants to save us from sin whatsoever, he can just do it by his own self. Why do he need to send his own son and sacrifice his own son? That doesn't make sense. That sounds like a drug lord would do. There's a term for that. Mafia, yeah. This is what the mafia would do. Killing your own son for the sake of others. That doesn't make sense. And you see, if you really want to save someone, you don't just kill someone for the entire world. That doesn't make sense. It's like a doctor in the hospital. In order to save those patients, in order to save them, I have to kill myself as a doctor? No, I don't kill my own self for the sake of others. I just heal that person. That's how healing done. That's how healing is done. That's how you save someone from drowning in life. You just saved. You don't try to save by dying on the cross or dying on somewhere. I don't have to die to save somebody. If you really mean it for saving someone, you don't have to even die. Many Christians think that, oh, because Jesus died on the cross for my sin, he redeemed me out of the darkness. Oh, okay. But most of the Christians forgot, where did the darkness came from? Because in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth, according to their beliefs. And also, God created the light. In the beginning, God said, let there be light, and there was light. Okay, if that was the case, how in the world do you know that is a light when there is no darkness? So that means God created darkness just to promote light. God created evil just to show that he's holy or whatever, and those who follow the evilness will get punished. That doesn't sound like a merciful God to me. That doesn't sound like a graceful God to me. But I believe that if God do exist, well, then thousands, trillions of prayers will be heard. So how even possible he will answer each one of the prayers one by one? That is incredibly impossible. The other point that I'm going to make is, if God really do exist, why do people keep evolving? Why we keep growing older and older? Why we age? Sorry. People keep evolving, keep growing, we keep aging, we keep growing to old. That is the proof of evolution. We keep mutating. I wasn't that person 10 years ago. I doesn't look like a baby face. Now I have a beard, I have a mustache on my face, I have pimples. 10 years back then, I don't have anything on my face other than a baby smile. This is what I'm gonna make. The point I'm gonna make is here. We human evolve, we grow. Our immune system keep going. How in the world people still saying that evolution is not possible. I did not say, I did not assume, I did not make a statement saying that we came from ape. But what I'm trying to say is there is a possibility. Maybe, perhaps, probably. I did not confidently say that we come from ape or monkeys, whatsoever. But what I'm trying to say, we evolve. We keep evolving, our cells keep moving every day. Our body system keep moving about each day. So if God created us from the mud, why do we need to be evolved anyway? Why we need to die in the first place? We die because we evolved, we aged, and our immune system stopped functioning, we die. Decay. And also, I'm really skeptic about the Bible right now. You see, in the beginning God created Adam and Eve. Okay, just tell me one fun fact. By what age was Adam, by what age was Eve created by God? That means that time, what is their age? Are they 15, 16, 18, 20? Or probably 122? Or in between of 600 or 1000? Wow, this is a cool cat. Okay. Sorry, let's back to the topic. So, I got another question. If Adam and Eve only have two sons, and God instruct them, command them to populate the earth, so how in the actual fuck are they going to populate the earth? Some will say, oh, because Adam and Eve having sex again and again and again, that's how you populate. All right. So are you telling me the first man and woman on the earth encourage their sons and daughters to have sex to populate the earth? Populate the earth? Really? Really? And then, a few centuries later, during the time of Moses, in the Ten Commandments, they said, thou should not commit adultery because that is a sin. Wow, that's interesting. There is no problem for Adam and Eve to commit adultery. I mean, Adam and Eve family. They're doing incest, they're doing crazy stuff to populate the earth. That doesn't look like a problem for God. But are the people doing it? It's a big problem. Wow, how can you not see that? I'm seeing it so clearly that this is not what God will say. I would like to conclude in this podcast that religions are complete man-made. There is no other way to think. We can argue days after days, years after years. We keep back and forth arguing about whether God exists or not. But there is one thing I know for sure. Religion are man-made. Most of the Christians know that. And that's why as soon as they know this concept of religion, the argument made by atheists like me, they change the terms they use. They say, Christianity is not about, it's not a religion. Christianity is not a religion, it's a relationship with God. Do you know how stupid that sounds like? If we atheists speak like Christians? Let me give you an example. Atheism is not a religion, but atheism is a relationship with physics, biology, science, reasoning. That sounds awkward. Does it make sense? How in the actual fuck you can have a relationship with science? Science is a subject, not a person. I'm just using the same concept of those Christians who say God is just a subject and they make it a divine nature, being. And then they just assume that God appearing to them, verbally talk to them. Whoa, why people still believe this kind of thing? I detect the problem since the day I doubt the Bible. Most of the Christians will say that, oh yeah, you read the Bible without the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Oh, do they exist in the first place? I don't know. Those who are listening to this podcast, I'd like to hear from you. Email me at johnmelodyme@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.